Our gospel lesson this morning is a familiar one, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Hear once again the Christmas story according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. The angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Six words that I bet you have uttered over the past 2 weeks. Six words. Maybe you've even uttered them tonight. Any idea? Six words. It just doesn't feel like Christmas. Have you uttered those six words anytime in the last 2 weeks? You know you have. You know it. Come on, everybody has. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Because it doesn't. It doesn't feel like Christmas. And you know what makes matters worse? Again, we learned that Mel Torme wrote the Christmas song in the middle of summer. I checked it out. It is true. So it's a bad time. It's a bad time. It doesn't feel like Christmas. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? It doesn't feel like Christmas. Why are we here tonight? Beside the fact that we were dragged here. Yeah. But the rest of us, the few of us, two of us, that are getting paid to be here. Why are we here tonight? Well, I'll tell you why. We're here because of that story I just read. That's why we are here. A crazy story about a baby's birth that happened 2,000 years ago on the other side of the world. A story that, at its heart, is about the dynamic presence of God interrupting the mundanity of our lives as it transformed those lives into something extraordinary. The story of the sacred breaking into the world disguised as a baby. That's sneaky. That is sneaky stuff. It's sneaky because it's been said that the birth of a child, every child, recapitulates the universe. The birth of every child. Wow. The hope in the entire world is restored because a birth represents not what is, but rather what could be. In other words, what would this world look like if we could start all over from scratch? While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger. That's why the shepherds had to see it. That's why Luke had to tell it. And the soul of that newborn child lay the essence of what we all could be. What we all can be. Sing to the Lord a new song. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. It's called hope. Hope. And it's gathered up in the meaning of this night, and we all need hope, don't we? Sure we do. Sure we do. Why are we here? Because it doesn't feel like Christmas. And every year I hear it, and we lament the fact Christmas has lost any sort of meaning. It's just, people don't care. It starts earlier every year. People just aren't religious anymore. You know, that sort of talk. Friends, people are just as religious as they always have been. They're just not religious the way you want them to be religious. But they're religious. They're looking for meaning and hope and inspiration and authenticity and forgiveness and acceptance and tolerance. They're religious. But maybe they're looking elsewhere. Years ago, I read a poem that seemed to me to capture some of the angst of our age. It was written by a young person seeking the experience of Emmanuel, the sacred with us, something that is so elusive. And they wrote, "Do you know, do you understand that you represent Jesus to me? Do you know, do you understand that your words are his words, your face his face to someone like me? Please be who you say you are. Please, God, don't let this be another trick. Please let this be real. Do you know, do you understand that you represent Jesus to me?" Friends, tonight we gather because in this community at Pleasant Grove, we feel a divine impingement on our lives by the one born in a Bethlehem stable. The one who would ultimately shake the complacency of our lives with the invitation. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's all around you. It is within you. Follow me and I'll reveal it to you. It's our story, and that's why we're here tonight. Again. And it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like the season. Do you feel good? Do you feel excited tonight? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel like you've had a shot of religious espresso? Do you feel that? Do you feel like the season of your life defies the circumstances of your life? Did Advent do the trick for you this year, the last 4 weeks? Did you feel the meaning that accompanies a life that knows that there is a depth to it that swallows up all the trivialities it threatens? Did you find sacredness in the midst of superficialities? Or did you find something else? Did you find exhaustion? Did you find hecticness? Did you find stress? Did you find guilt? Did you find inadequateness? Many years ago, the church decided that it would preface the telling of the story with the reading from the prophet Isaiah. These words: "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What a great choice that was. Because tonight, in spite of the cynicism that is within our grasp, the words of Isaiah remind us of who we are. We are people of the story. A story that, despite its misuse across the years, is still a story of hope. A story that continues to inspire hearts and motivate lives. A story that is a source of light in the midst of great darkness. A story that, despite our feelings of inadequacy, is still able to shape and reshape our lives. So as we gather tonight for the 170-something annual Christmas Eve service at Pleasant Grove United Methodist Church, we are reminded of a very basic belief that we hold, that faith is process. Process. It is a journey. Was our Advent season hectic? Were we playing catch-up since Black Friday? Were we overscheduled? Do we feel exhausted, stressed, guilty, and inadequate? Could we have done a better job preparing for the celebration of Christmas? Yes, 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 yes. But the good news is this. That's not the end of the journey. No. The good news is that we get another chance. That chance begins tonight. Friends, does Christmas have a feel to it? And if so, what is that feel? We need to know because today it was 80 degrees. And tomorrow it's supposed to be more of the same. At least last time I checked. What does Christmas feel like? It feels like hope. In the words of Johnny Resnick, the Goo Goo Dolls, tonight's the night the world begins again. Emmanuel, God is with us. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God.